This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on the show back of April of this year. I'm talking about Next Source Materials, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NSRCD. And if you're up there in Canada, you can find him on the TSX under the ticker symbol NEXT. And with us today is the Executive Vice President of Corporate Development, Brent Nicolaitan. Brent, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Nice to be back.
You guys have been in the news a lot. One of the things I'd like to talk about today is the offtake with German materials trading with the giant ThyssenKrupp. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we had some very significant news. So we signed a strategic offtake agreement with one of the world's largest materials traders and steels companies in the world. It's Germany's ThyssenKrupp. Everybody would recognize that name. You've probably rode on their escalators. You've rode in their elevators. That's one of their most significant products that people would see every day. But they're one of the largest graphite traders and steel makers in the world. And this was a 5 or 6 year process, but we have now signed a offtake where ThyssenKrupp will be buying our flake graphite in Madagascar, our super flake, and they'll be buying 35,000 tons. And right now that is more than we are currently planned to produce in phase one. So we will be starting off with them. They'll be buying most of our material from our phase one. The Japanese partner that we've talked about before will be buying the other half for the Tesla supply chain. And the ThyssenKrupp is really a very unique and, again, a very special relationship. We're probably the only other graphite company in the world that has been able to secure an offtake with a tier one household name of substance like that.
ThyssenKrupp. Yeah, that's a nice company to get to know and everything. I understand you guys have a partnership with Tesla supply chain. Where are we at in the process of that?
Yeah, so we announced about a month ago that we had signed a very significant collaboration with the key processors of battery-grade graphite for the Tesla supply chain. That was, I think, a very significant news release that I don't think was clearly understood by the market, but is a very significant one. So, again, over a five-year period, we have established a rapport with one of the largest procurers of graphite in Japan who supply the Tesla supply chain. And our other offtake, so ThyssenKrupp, will be taking half of our material for the steel market and for graphite consumer electronics. The other half is with this Japanese partner who now supplies Hitachi Chemical, for example. And those particular companies supply Panasonic with graphite, who then put it into a battery and give it to Tesla, which goes into their cars. Our relationship is with the key processors who make the battery-grade graphite for Tesla. And that is the news release that we had. So that is a significant development in such that that offtake has now grown to a additional partnership where we have been approached by these key participants in the Tesla supply chain to basically build a duplicate facility of the one that's currently in China, because 100%, Everett, of the battery-grade graphite in the world for electric vehicles is all processed in China. And that's a bit of a problem, given that most of the car companies now and other companies out there that buy graphite no longer want to source graphite from China, both in the feedstock that comes from a mine or the value-added material that is then put into a battery. So this particular partnership approached NexSource and said we'd like to build or duplicate this facility that currently makes the product for Tesla and build it elsewhere outside of China. It will not be in Madagascar where our mine is, but we are now looking at three locations. So one of them will be in South Africa, we're looking at Europe, and we're looking at North America. So The partners we have, though, have brought us something very special. So they are the ones right now that currently are processing the material for the Tesla supply chain, as well as other very significant car companies, notably in Japan. So all the big majors, Honda, Subaru, Nissan, etc. These are our partners. So what we've done is we have already a proven technology. NextSource will own 100% of the project. We are financing the project, but in return, we are getting the IP, the intellectual property. This is really the secret sauce. This is what takes companies of the size of Hitachi and Panasonic years and millions of dollars to develop these technologies, and we are getting that through a licensing agreement. So for a small percentage, we have these partners now. We will produce this product in our anode facility, and then we'll be able to sell a battery-grade graphite to these partners, who then in turn will put it back into the Tesla supply chain. So as part of our offtake, roughly half of our deposit is already earmarked to go into the Tesla supply chain, and that is directly into the vehicles when our mine gets opened. So again, to remind listeners, there's roughly 300 pounds of graphite per 100 kilowatt hour battery, which is what a typical Model S, Tesla Model S, would have for the size of a battery. So this is, again, hundreds of pounds of graphite per car, and that's what's got people very excited. And as you're seeing the news now of all these companies, major companies, battery companies, automotive companies investing in battery manufacturing, where are they going to be able to get all of this graphite? Where are they getting the cobalt, the nickel, the lithium, the manganese, etc.? These battery raw materials need to be sourced to be put into these batteries. And again, we've now secured the part of the relationship of Tesla, which has allowed us to supply the graphite, which is the anode side. That's the negative side of the battery. And again, it's the largest raw material of a lithium-ion battery is the graphite. It's absolutely crucial in the whole mix.
NextSource Materials recently got an equity coverage by Cormark Securities, which is a pretty large security up there in Canada. And they put a price target, I believe, of $5.30. Also put it as a buy rating. I was wondering, can you verify the existence of this and legal restrictions? What's the story on this? I mean, that's a pretty high price target. I think your stock's trading at $221 American dollars right now.
Yes, we did. So Cormark is one of the, it's Canada's leading mid-tier investment bank. So they're one of the largest investment banks that cover the retail institutional investors globally. They have offices here up in here, Toronto is their head office, but they have a great network of institutional and retail investors around the world, particularly in Europe and United States. So for them to, and again, they are an expert in the battery materials space. They've been covering very prominent names on lithium, nickel, cobalt, again, and now graphite. And they have now started formal research on NextSource. And they, as part of that research, they put a recommendation to buy. In this case, on NextSource, it's a buy rating, and they have put on a target price right now of over $5.30 is what they believe our stock right now should be at. So obviously, we're very undervalued versus that particular target. So this is great news for us in the sense that investors can get a independent third party battery materials analyst, i.e., expert. And they can actually read up on someone else's opinion on what our project, the plans that we've laid, the offtakes we have with ThyssenKrupp, with the Tesla supply chain, all of that gets mentioned in these reports. And it provides investors with a really good independent analysis of what this company, i.e. NextSource, our company, what it's valued at, what the risks are, and what the rewards are. So anybody who's interested in that report can reach out to Cormark Securities directly, or they can email info@nextsource.com. So info@nextsourcematerials.com. And we will forward them the link to Cormark, and they can get that report. But yeah, it's a great piece of information for anyone looking at the graphite or battery materials space. And to really do their due diligence, these experts have done the due diligence, and they have commented on NextSource. So we're proud and happy to see formalized coverage, and obviously it's positive.
Brent, we got about 20 seconds left. You get the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
So out there, there's many projects, particularly in graphite, but in the battery material space, it's a very hot area right now. You're seeing major car companies investing in the facilities to process batteries. In order to do that, they need to make sure that they are able to have security supply of these crucial battery materials. Graphite is a critical mineral. It is 100% imported by the United States. It is a critical mineral with many, many governments and countries around the world for its importance in batteries. NexSource is now fully funded. We are fully funded to build our graphite mine in Madagascar. That will be commissioning in April of next year, 2022. Our anode facility, which will be producing a battery-grade graphite for the Tesla supply chain, will be up and running in Q4 of 2022, so next year as well. And already we are funded for that. So we have the mine funded, the anode facility phase one funded, and already we are looking at expansion plans to meet the demand that we're getting right now from the customers that we're speaking to. So the ThyssenKrupps, the OEMs that we are associated with regarding the Tesla supply chain, all of the projections for battery materials, especially graphite, are very, very significant. More graphite projects will need to come online. NexSource will be the next graphite project up and running in the world. It has a very high quality product. We have tier one customers, ThyssenKrupp, the Tesla supply chain, with more to come. So as investors, as I always said and always say, do your due diligence. The Cormark Securities report will be a great step to doing more research on our company. And if you like what you see, then by all means, make a decision of whether or not these are something that you'd like to look at closer. And if there's any questions, again, we can be reached at info@nexsourcematerials.com. And, just keep watching us because things are happening. We'll be having press releases out probably two a month all the way up until April of next year when we commission the mine.
Brent, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 50 or 60 days. Give my listeners and your stockholders an update.
Thank you very much, Robert.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.